This is KERA News. I'm Stephen Becker. Today on Think, caring for transgender children. This spring, Children's Medical Center in Dallas opened a clinic that specializes in helping kids and their families work through a condition called gender dysphoria. Chris Boyd talked to a pair of staff members about the multi-step treatment process. Before kids even visit the clinic, they go through 6 months of therapy. Then, a therapist can recommend a trip to the Gender Education and Care Interdisciplinary Support Program at Children's, also known as Genesis. Dr. Meredith Chapman, a psychiatrist at Genesis, says stress is a key indicator in diagnosing gender dysphoria.
And it's a diagnosis because it is the distress and the discomfort that a person experiences because their sex assigned at birth doesn't match their gender. Being transgender itself is not a diagnosis. Transgender is an umbrella term that encompasses lots of things.
Once a child is accepted into the clinic, the team does a second evaluation. That's when Chapman focuses on the dysphoria's intensity.
Our job is to really thoroughly investigate the insistency of the gender dysphoria, how strongly the child or adolescent feels that, the consistency, how stable it's been over time, and then the persistency, so how long has it lasted. And based on those three factors, we try to make a recommendation about whether medical intervention seems like a reasonable next step.
That typically involves medication that blocks puberty, says Dr. Jimena Lopez, the clinic's medical director. The goal is to buy the child and therapist time.
For very young children, as they work with their therapist, they can continue to explore their gender identity in a safe way because puberty blockers are pretty safe and it's reversible.
As children are being treated at the clinic, so are their parents. Chapman says it's natural for moms and dads to be surprised.
The first three words that are said about any person, right? It's a boy, it's a girl. From the mental health perspective side, the child or adolescent actually gets there very quickly. And it's often there's a delay between when they know and when they actually tell someone. So it's a bit of a catch-up process for parents.
If the Genesis program is any indicator, it seems the condition affects boys and girls equally. Of the 102 patients Children's has seen, Chapman says the breakdown has been about 50-50. Stephen Becker, KERA News. Think re-airs tonight at 9 or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think.